Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:55 British Summer Time. Today is October 4th. This has been another volatile day. You might, given the experience that we've had over the last 6 and 7 weeks, one might quip, "What's new?" But today was rather important in a number of respects. But first, let's have a review of what's actually happened. In Asia, it was a generally weak day. China moved to another new reaction low. The Hang Seng was down over 3%. The ASX was down 0.2%. The Nikkei down about 1%. Markets such as Indonesia, Singapore, and the Philippines, and Thailand were all down in the region of 2 and 3%. The Korean market and the Taiwanese market were both up on the day. But it remains a generally weak environment. In Europe, the majority of markets were in negative territory, in almost all of them in excess of 1%, the DAX almost 3%, the OMX in Sweden almost 4%. In the early part of the day on Wall Street, the Dow and the S&P were deteriorating, but in the last 45 minutes, they've staged an impressive rally. And the S&P is looking likely to finish up in the region of 2%, the Dow Jones over 1%, the Nasdaq Composite over 2%. The TSX is paring its decline. It's going to be down in the region of 1%. The Mexican index down about the same amount, and the Brazilian index also paring in over 2% decline and finishing down on the day in the region of down about half of 1%. In the bond markets, US Treasuries today were as high as 146, almost 146 and a half. They're finishing out the day closer to 144 and a half, so they're actually having been up over a point. They're down almost a full point. UK gilts have pared their advance, but they're still up about 0.7 of 1% in here today, and are 1 full point. And euro bunds have also pared their advance marginally. You haven't had the same move in the European bond markets that you've had in treasuries, for primarily because they were closed when this rally got going. The gold market is going to finish down in the region of $37, around 1620. It's been as low today as 1596. I closed my long position, taking about 100 points out of the market, and I anticipate that gold is going to remain volatile. It is due some support building. It appeared that it was going to post a small key reversal at the upper side of its short-term range in here today. Given the fact that it is rallying now from the lower side of that, that conclusion is questionable in here today. The palladium and platinum markets were both down in the region of $40 in here today. $38 on palladium is quite a large downward dynamic. But it is closing $12 off its low. The copper price has been also volatile in here today. It was as low as just $3.03 in here today. It's closing out the day at 3.11. That's still down marginally on the day, but well off the lows. The US dollar was generally firm in here today. But has given up its advance in the last half an hour of trading. Now, against the Australian dollar, it was stronger by over a full point at one point today. It's actually closing down on the day. In the Canadian dollar, it was at one point it was as high as 106.58. It's closing out the day at 105.50. So we've seen a we're seeing that. Right now, the S&P had broken down earlier on today, and it's attracted some bullish attention down here at the lower side of its range, and it's now up to and a quarter percent at 9 o'clock even, so that's an impressive bounce from the lower side of its range. Follow-through tomorrow would suggest that we're getting more than simply a little bit of short covering at the lower side of the range in here. It is certainly in the interests of the Federal Reserve that stock markets don't break downwards and extend their declines. What we're seeing right now is that this is at least a bounce from the lower side of the range for the S&P. The Nasdaq is very similar. It broke its short-term progression of higher reaction lows late last week and then extended its decline, went right back down to test its early August lows in here today, and it's bouncing from that region as we speak. So that's good positive action. This is the kind of upward dynamics that we were looking for. The majority of stock market activity over the last couple of weeks has been distinctly bearish. We have consecutive days on the downside. We have 2 and 3 and 4% declines on consecutive days, and there's been a marked oversold condition has developed for the majority of stock markets, and particularly the commodity-led markets. They've been suffering from the strength of the US dollar, which has had an impact on commodity markets and has had an impact on their respective currencies. Investors have been seeking the liquidity of the US dollar, and the fact that the US dollar has also become overbought in here and required a downward dynamic to suggest that this overbought condition was at least going to endure at least a partial unwind, and we appear to be in the process of that occurring. So the short-term oversold conditions that we have for stock markets and the short-term overbought condition that we have for the US dollar may be in the process of being unwound somewhat in here at present. When we compare and contrast the various performance of markets, the USA remains a relative outperformer. The DAX was down almost 3% in here today. The FTSE was down at 2.5%. With this strong rally that we're seeing on Wall Street in here today, there's every chance that the FTSE is going to rally tomorrow. It's in the region of 5,000. It closed out today in at 4,944. 5,000 is a bit of a round number. It was an area of support back in 2010. It could well be another area of potential of support in here this year. An upward dynamic tomorrow would suggest that you're getting at least short-term support in this region. Now, a lot of these markets have sustained significant technical damage over the last 2 months. They've all extended declines below their 200-day moving averages. Wall Street and a number of European markets have been largely range-bound since mid-August. They all deteriorated in the last week and 2 weeks. We've had consecutive days on the downside. There's a short-term oversold condition. We may be seeing an unwind of the short-term oversold condition, but from a medium-term perspective, we need to see significantly more bullish activity to break progressions of higher reaction lows, to build support, to demonstrate that demand is returning to dominance beyond the very short term. The ranging environment that we've had over the last 7 weeks has helped to unwind the oversold condition relative to the 200-day moving average. The distance between the moving averages has closed quite considerably. We won't be out of the woods and be able to say that demand has returned to medium-term dominance until these markets have sustained moves back above their 200-day moving averages. And at present, I don't know of one market that is above its 200-day moving average. There's a large number of globally oriented consumer companies, particularly those that have reliable yields, that remain in consistent medium-term uptrends. They remain above their 200-day moving averages. Those remain the best candidates to lead in a recovery scenario. Where the uncertainty is where we are in terms of when that recovery scenario is going to unfold. This short covering rally is a positive. It means that the bears aren't going to have it all their own way, that we could get some short covering, that we could get a significant bounce in some of these stock markets, and at least a partial retracement of this large rally that we've had in the US dollar over the last couple of weeks. Just as we've had technical deterioration in a large number of stock markets, we've had technical improvement for the US dollar. It's broken out of its 4 month base in terms of the dollar index. It has a progression of higher reaction lows. It has reactions have been relatively similar sized. It's a little bit overbought in the very short term. It's currently in the region of 79.2, and it would need to fall below 77 before we could really begin to question medium term scope for additional upside for the US dollar in here. And that's very impressive action. So while we're seeing at present a short term unwind, we need to see significant additional improvement in terms of stock markets to indicate that this is turning into more than simple steadying at the lower side of the ranges. So follow through tomorrow would certainly be beneficial. The oil market today was as Brent crude briefly went below $100. It was at 99 and change earlier on today. The rally that we're getting on Wall Street right now suggests that Brent crude is probably going to bounce in here. It's currently at 101.04. It's down 68 cents on the day. Brent crude is also a little bit oversold in the very short term, but it's got a downward bias over the last 4 months. It has a progression of lower rally highs. We need to see oil falling in here. We need to see it extending its decline below $100. That is a prerequisite before we can get economic recovery going in here. The Euro Stoxx Banks Index in here today fell back below 100. It was off its low, but it was still down 3 points. It still looks like a tentative sign that the Eurobanks index is beginning a support building phase. A sustained move to new lows would be required to count to question that hypothesis. At present, it is a tentative sign. The fact that you're not seeing a number of European markets moving to new lows in here, that the S&P is bouncing, that it did not sustain its downward break in here today and has pushed back up into this 7 week range, is at least a short term positive. Follow through tomorrow and push back up into the range and above the 200-day moving average would be additional steps in terms of recovery. But what we have in the short term is a short-term bullish sign. Now, today was a weekday for just about all of the industrial metals. Tin was in positive territory by about $500. They're also short-term oversold in here. They could easily bounce and at least a relief rally. And a very similar story with some of those agricultural commodities. If you do start to see a bit more of a decline in the US dollar, then that will take pressure off of the commodity complex. But it remains to be seen just how much the US dollar is going to decline in here. It does remain within the confines of a consistent advance, at least in the short term. So we're in very early stages in here at present. US Treasuries have been incredibly firm. They have been the primary outlet for those seeking a safe haven, and they are also really quite overextended relative to the 200-day moving average. If they start to take out their progressions of higher reaction lows, then that would be evidence that they've hit more than a near-term peak. But we're still a little bit away from seeing that as well. So I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.